Welcome to Unapologetically Asian, the place where we talk about navigating through adulthood as Asian Australian. Today you're joined by Tiana,
Mai,
John,
and Imdad.
Hey guys, it's Tiana. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Asian. I hope you're having a fabulous start or end of the week. It could be midweek as well. Hope you're having a good one. Just in case you missed it, this is part two to a long conversation that we had around dating and relationships with my John Doe and Imdad. If you haven't tuned into that one, I highly recommend that you do. I think we released it last week, so you can go in and check that out. And if you've already listened to it, then sit back and relax and enjoy the dulcet tones of my John Doe, Imdad, and myself. Let's go. Do you guys actually have preferences though? Or do you have a type when it comes to dating? Because like on your apps, like some apps, for an example, I know Coffee Meets Bagel does this and also Hinge, like you can filter it by certain things. You can filter it by, you know, cultural backgrounds, religions, things like that. Do you guys have a preference or a type?
Yeah, so I guess I do tend to lean towards like Asians, like Southeast or East Asians, just because I feel like it's more of a relatability kind of thing, having like same cultural background, upbringing. They don't have to practice everything the same, but also just general attraction. So that has been something I put on. Maybe heights, I might look towards someone who's slightly similar height or shorter, but
wow, guys looking at height as well, because I've always had girls look at height, like girls like, oh, 6 foot tall.
I would feel like if they're taller than me, they'd probably look for someone taller anyways as well. Okay. But it's just a preconception, so yeah. I'm not making the choice for them.
You're short king, all right? You're short king. Don't let anyone tell you different, all right?
Push this short king movement forward.
I wouldn't call you guys short kings. You guys are just kings.
Straight up kings.
Yeah.
No adjectives here.
How about age?
Yeah, I mean, I generally have seen people older than me, but only by a year or something. So I put mine probably like 3 or 4 years younger to 1 year older. Mm. I'm not against someone much older, but generally it's also relatability and all that stuff and what they think of it too.
Mm. How about you, Imtet?
I feel like they need to have a filter that just says desperate. And then it just switches every filter off. And they just go, we'll give you everyone, bro. So, look, one of the challenges I've got with the apps is most of the stuff is hidden behind a paywall. Mm. And so, I don't know if anyone knows this, right? If you try and pay for Tinder on a monthly basis, for me anyway, it's $54.99 a month.
That's expensive.
Daylight robbery.
So that is, I can combine all my streaming services and I won't hit that number.
Oh my goodness. Do you actually pay? No judgment.
No chance. I'm like, Tinder's the most expensive, right? Because they charge you on a monthly basis. Whereas some other apps, like I think Bumble, for example, might do a week. Yeah. And so you can kind of go, cool, I'm happy to spend $20 a week. But you can cancel any time. So what you do is go, let me see if there's actually value in this, if I'm able to unlock certain things. To be fair, no, you don't. You don't get anything different other than being able to just swipe as many times as you want. But in terms of filters, it's just, I don't really have anything that I would consider like, no, I wouldn't be interested in that. So for me, I've used dating as a way of expanding my horizons in terms of like, I don't know what I might like. Yeah. Because if I switch certain things off, then I'll be like, I'm closing myself off to potentially a new experience or someone teaching me something. Not that they have to do that, but I just think if I took the Imdad version at 36 versus Imdad at 21, there's a lot of prejudice that has disappeared. There's a lot of things that I'm a lot more tolerant about. So that's why I kind of don't want to pigeonhole myself.
To be honest, I would like to think that I'm quite open-minded. So I am attracted to everyone. I'm kidding. Sorry, that sounds really bad, eh?
I'm looking like an asshole here right now after what you said.
No, like I'm pretty open-minded. I think like I've been attracted to Asians, non-Asians, like I don't think that's the be-all end-all for me. But in saying that, being proud of my identity, being Asian Australian, being proud of embracing that aspect of my life, having a podcast basically dedicated to Asian Australian representation. It's a big part of my life. It's a big part of my identity. So whoever I date, I want them to be supportive of that. And more often than not, I found that Asian guys just can relate to that. They know, oh, okay, yep. Oh, yeah, you're talking about this? Oh, I've experienced that. Like, wow, we're similar in that way. So you don't necessarily have to explain. You don't have to constantly explain why something is important to you because they just get it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that's quite easy. So I think, like, if I was to look at it from a ease perspective, it might be easier for me to date someone that's Asian because, John, you kind of mentioned it, or you hit the nail on the head where it's like, yeah, we have experienced similar childhood trauma. Like, we've experienced, you didn't necessarily say that, but, like, you know, there's similar cultural things that we've done where it brings us closer together. It's probably why, like, you know, I joined the Vietnamese Student Association at uni, right? Because I felt like I could really connect with my Asian brothers and sisters out there, or people out there. So I think there's that level of ease where you don't have to constantly explain to yourself. But I am open to dating, like, non-Asian. It's just that I guess they just have to have that level of understanding, and I want them to support me with my passions. Yeah. What about you, Mai?
Fun fact, John, Tiana and I met in VSA. So
shout out
VSA. Shout out VSA.
Hey, man, do I need to join?
Yeah, we accept everyone.
This is the new VSA here.
For me, I would say similar to you, Tiana and John. Like, I do usually have a preference towards Asians just because, yeah, like everything you guys said, just having similar cultural backgrounds. Bonus points if they can speak Vietnamese as well.
That's
just
really attractive.
Yeah, it's really attractive, I guess, because there are a lot of people who are Vietnamese who grew up in Australia and they don't know how to speak the language. And it's really nice when they're able to converse with my family, my parents, my grandparents in their native language, right? It's, first of all, very attractive. And it just shows that you want to carry on the culture, which is really important to me as well, being able to carry this part of my identity forward. Another filter that I put on is age as well. I used to go like up to like 6 years above my age, but I've toned down to 4 years now. I think age is important because you don't want to go too high, because someone who 6 years old or 32 years old, they probably have built their life already, right? And they have established what they want, and they just want to find the perfect piece to kind of fit into their life. Well, right now at 26, I'm still growing, I'm still developing, and I think I want to find someone who I'm able to like grow with and build a life with. So I think that's why my age range is like that, and usually I go like 1 year below, but I actually haven't gone on any dates with anyone who's younger than me. So.
Oh my god, okay. Shout out to dating app Suck, which is an initiative started by Brenda. Brenda was also in VSA, and Mai is actually a host. So dating app Suck is, Mai, you want to give it a plug?
App Suck is kind of a speed dating event that we run maybe once a month, where you'll meet, we have around 10 to 15 girls and guys come in, and you get to go on speed dating rounds with everyone. So it's around 6 to 7 minute rounds. And yeah, like, it's a great time. It's definitely a lot better than dating apps. You get to talk to people, check out their vibe, see what they're like in person. And yeah, it's honestly a really good experience. And even if you don't find anyone who you romantically connect with, it's a great way to make friends, because we all know how hard it is to make friends as adults. Yeah. So yeah.
I just wanted to give him a shout out because, like, I actually was a little skeptical, but then Maya was like, hey, you should just come along. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just give it a go. So I went, I was a bit nervous because, you know, she's a bit rusty with the whole going on dates kind of thing. But what I liked about it is that you could meet a range of different people that you normally probably wouldn't swipe on, right? What I liked about it is that you do get to kind of see, you know, am I pigeonholing myself, like what you mentioned, Imdad, or do I need to kind of open myself up to like a lot of other people? Because like on that night, I met like a huge array of different people, all of different cultures and ages and, you know, backgrounds and whatnot. So that was really cool.
How matching works is that you need to tick yes to someone, and they also need to tick yes to you, and then we exchange your contact details. So it has to be a yes on both sides. Mm. So go ahead, Tiana.
So out of the 10 guys, to be honest, I didn't really think that I found a connection with any of them except for one guy. Anyway, so we got our matches back. And so 9 out of the 10 guys ticked yes that they wanted to see me again. Except for the guy that I ticked.
Of course. Wow.
What a flex. 9 out of 10 dudes chose me.
Metaphor of your dating life, honestly.
It's like the ones that you want, you the ones that you want you can't have, you know. So, yeah, but it was just funny. I was just like, oh, what are the chances of that happening?
Wow.
I guess it was like a good way of being rejected by that one guy, right? Because it's not like there was a formal rejection there. But how do you guys reject people when it comes to dating someone? Let's just say you date, go on a date, and the vibes just ain't there. Are you ghosting? Have you been ghosted? What's the go?
I guess I can go first. Yeah. I would say that I have a rule where if I've met you in person, I won't ghost you. But I have a template.
I think a lot of girls have templates.
I think most girls have a template where it's just, dear ex, we would like to formally apologize.
We regret to inform you that whilst we appreciate the time.
All the best. Goodbye. Yeah, so I do try not to ghost, but I would say like I've been mutually ghosted. Like where like he doesn't reach out after the date, yeah. I don't reach out after the date. We just both know that it doesn't happen. So like it's a mutual ghost and I'm okay with that. But if he reaches out and I'm not feeling it, I usually send out a little message saying that, hey, I think it's better if we just stay friends. But you guys, please.
Okay. Well, yeah, similar thing. I am too nice to probably ghost someone. Like I could probably read the vibe that they don't feel it and they're just like forcing themselves to like keep talking or something, then I just like let it die out. Same thing with if I met them, we probably can read the vibe during the night and like know where it's gonna go. Otherwise, yeah, like you just tell them straight. But for the most part, yeah, I don't have a template or anything. Don't get that many chances.
Comes straight from the heart.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Look, full disclosure, when I first started dating on the apps, for sure I ghosted, right? Because it's just an easier thing to do when you first start. You're like, fuck, I don't want to have these conversations or whatever, and you just disappear. I think the first time I got ghosted, I was like, that's fucking shit. Obviously it changes you, right? You're like, oh man, I don't want that happening to me. And so I think I take the rule similar to yourself where you go, cool, if I meet you, I'll absolutely have the respect to go, hey, look, I'm sorry, man. I just didn't get the vibe that I was hoping to get or the connection I was hoping to get. All the best. See you later. But if we've just been chatting for like a day or two, my responses won't be as frequent.
Oh, it's a slow fade.
And you just hope that like, you know, the violins come out slowly and you're like, cool, like the show's ending. We don't need to continue this. And I think you have that mutual ghost, right? Like my philosophy has always been, if you like someone, you will physiologically have a reaction to that like. So you want to continue to chat to someone. You want to know what they're up to, all that type of thing. I think it's very hard to reject that. And if you're not interested in someone, that behavior becomes very evident as well, where you just don't designate any time whatsoever to that person. So I think when you start to realize, okay, this person doesn't respond as quickly as they normally would to my messages, or a couple of days pass and the conversation's boring as fuck. Like, hey, how was your day? Oh, that's good. And then 5 hours go by and like, oh, what did you get up to today? I'm like, no, I'm done. We're shutting this off. So I think there's like the ghosting element, I think, is a natural part of dating. I think you're going to experience it. I don't think that will ever change. I think where we do need to change the narrative is if you've met someone, come on, like, have the courtesy. That's probably... And to be fair, people are probably going to listen to this and be like, that motherfucker went on a date with me and I never heard from him again. So if you are that person, I'm so sorry. That is not my brand. But I think that's where we should strive. Yeah.
How about you, Tiana?
Oh, thank you, Mai. What a host. Yeah, to be honest, I'm similar to Mai where like if I've met the person in real life, then I think I do owe them a bit of a message. And usually in the message, like, depending on how many dates I've been on with them, I try to, like, soften the blow. I, like, incorporate positives that I've found from them. So, like, for an example, let's just say we go on a date. I'd be like, oh, like, I have enjoyed company. Like, remember, like, I enjoyed that date, that blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll reference something personal just to kind of, like, I guess, keep it, like, you know, keep a good vibes and just kind of give them a bit of a boost as well. But then, yeah, most of the time it'll just kind of be similar structure, kind of, yeah, maybe I do have a template. Maybe I don't. I don't know. You'll have to wait and see. But yeah, when it comes to like chatting, yeah, there are times where I just get busy, I forget, and then it's been too far gone that I haven't replied. Then I'm like, all right, well, sorry, I'm not going to reply. That's a bit awkward if I just like...
You use a long time to get back to me.
She's like, oh, hey, sorry, I just
I've been a bit busy, been a bit busy.
I remember though there was this time where like I sent a message after going on a couple of dates with this guy and he sent me a voice memo in return. Oh, that's an ick.
Damn. That's an ick.
Voice memos are icks.
Too early.
Look, voice memos are cute if it's like I send you one, you send me one, I send you one, me send you one, where it's like, okay, we've already established that this is a cute thing that we're doing. If it's like I've just sent you like text and then all of a sudden you send me a voice memo, I'm like, whoa. The voice memo, I swear, in the background, it had like violins playing in the background or something.
Get far.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this, by the way, because you know I have a podcast. But like after he sent this, he said something along the lines of, oh, sorry, by the way, like ignore the violins, like something along those lines.
Sorry about the violins. I was crying and then I decided to send you a voice note.
He wanted to have a phone call to chat after I had sent him the message. And he said it. So on the voice memo, he was like, hey, like maybe we can have a, you know, a phone call to kind of like chat through. And then from then I was like, you know what? I've already sent you a message. I'm just going to leave it because yeah.
There's a lesson in this, right? If someone sends you a message that says, hey, didn't feel the vibe, I'm sorry, I'm out. You're done. Yeah. Do not try and convince someone who doesn't like you for them to like you. Yeah. It's that to me is a massive ick when I've gone, hey, I'm out. And they're like, yeah, but can we talk about it? No, we can't talk about it because I don't know what we're going to say. And someone's going to end up saying something that they don't want to say and you don't want to hear. So let's not do it. Because the thing is, like, if they're like, why don't you like me? What happened? You'd be like, do you want to play that game? Because we can play that game. It's not going to be great. So just end it. And like my philosophy has always been, I will never let someone who I just met impact my emotions in a negative way. So I'll go, you don't have the right to do that, and I won't let you have the right to do that. We just met. If you disappear, you disappear. That's cool. You didn't exist a week ago. So there's no way I'm letting you have any power over me. So if you take that into a relationship, you're going to be okay. Like, you don't have to stress too much.
Well, what a positive note to end on, might I say? Might I say? Oh, is there anything else you guys want to chat about?
I mean, I was going to bring up before, but expanding on like the chatting game, like when you first start chatting to someone and like how long you like wait between, like, I know there's a game there. I know there's a game. And it's like, you don't reply too quick. You don't reply, like how long do you leave it? And I'm like,
I got feels.
I'm like, yeah, you're interested, but like, oh, you can't seem too interested. Like, where is the line? Like,
can you seem too interested? Is that a thing?
Yes, I know it. I've heard it from them, and it's like, the two girls, it's like, you never win.
Fucking disgusting.
Guys really can't win when it comes to this. Like, there is such a thing as replying too quickly. Like, especially, I think Tiana was telling me a story yesterday, and she was just like, she sent him a message, and then as soon as she sent it, the three bubbles popped up. Like, he was already typing back, like, what are you doing with your life? Am I the center of your world?
Do you not have hobbies? Do you not have other things to do? Like,
this is the thing, right? I watch a lot of fucking YouTube, and so if you message me, I'm responding straight away because I'm already on my fucking phone. Yeah. And so if some woman's like, this guy, man. Like, he's too into me. I'm like, what do you want? I don't understand.
Well, like, it comes to a point where, like, when guys do reply quickly and you are kind of interested, you get a little used to it. You can't get used to, like, them replying quickly. And then one day they reply, like, an hour later. You're like, did he die? Like, where is he? Where is this man?
This guy did this experiment, right, where he slid into this person's DMs. He did it to a bunch of women. And every day he wrote good night to her, right? Every day. Yeah. Good night, good night, good night. And then one day he stopped. And these women wrote back and were like, well, fuck, man. How come you didn't wish me good night? They never responded to his good night ever. So it was just constant good night, good night, good night every single day. And then soon as they stopped, they were like, oh, I feel hurt. Like, why isn't he saying good night to me anymore? What the fuck? But you never responded. So we're done, man.
Yeah, they have everything in their hands. Like, we're just like, I'm here. And they're like, no.
We have everything in their hands, but yet we're still single, guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we know why.
Look, to be honest, there is a bit of a game involved at the beginning. I think it's the chase, right? It's like, okay, girls want to feel in a way they're being pursued, right? Like, oh, they're worth that pursuit.
Okay. To you guys, okay, what happens if a girl replies really quickly?
Fucking love it.
Really?
Love it. Yeah, I don't mind it, but only because I know the game, I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, like, you don't know the game. But I don't care if they do it. It's just like, ah, oh, you don't know the game. I won't play the game with you.
Yeah, I love it. It's funny how you go, girls want to be chased, but if she's on a train and you run after the train together, you're fucked. You're fucked. Yuck, disgusting.
That's true. That is true. Because it's a nick. No, but the thing is that, like, if I'm not replying to you, I'm genuinely busy. Like, I've got shit to do. It might be different when you're in a relationship where, like, let's just say there's an emergency and, like, I think, Imdad, we spoke about this the other day, where if, like, you know, let's just say there's an emergency, you would kind of expect your partner to be, you know, on comms and try to, like, be there if or whatever. But that's a bit different because you're actually in a relationship. You're committed to them.
I actually thought a lot about that after our conversation, where it's really important to designate time to when you will talk to someone. Mm. So you mentioned a really good point where, like, you might be at work and someone's like, hey, how's your day going? What's going on? And because you're busy, you're in work, and you might reply, you might just say, yeah, everything's really great, you. And just leave it at that. It's not, that's a bit of a nothing conversation that's happening.
Yeah.
Whereas if you paused for a bit and go, you know what? I finish work at 6 and I'm going to take a train home. I'm actually going to sit there and actually deliberately respond. That might be a 5-hour gap. Mm. But from their end, it might be like, fuck, this person hasn't responded for 5 hours. What's going on? Mm. But then your mindset is, actually, I'm waiting for a time where I can put proper energy into you.
That is honestly what it is. We don't even have to be in a romantic level. Sometimes I might just scene zone. Sorry, I might just scene zone you guys.
Been there.
But it's not big. It's not any, like, anything personal. It's just like, okay, I really want to put effort into my answer to this person. It's not really a game, but yes, I do understand that there is, to some degree, there might be like a cat mouse game kind of thing involved.
Fuck, I didn't know I had to wait with my responses. Because I've got an Apple Watch, so I get notifications to be like, this person spoke to you. I'm like, I better respond right back. You see it, be like, fuck that.
To be honest, with my friends as well, I'll see it and I'm like, I don't have enough time to give you a proper answer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I have another question. What's your preferred first date?
It's always just chill for drinks. Because I just think if I hate it, we'll just be like, one drink. Get the fuck out. If we love it, then I'll be like, hey, you know, we've had a couple of drinks. Do you want to grab some dinner or grab something to eat? And they're like, if they go, yeah, absolutely, then you can take it forward more.
Yeah.
Because you're normally going to have drinks at what, like 7? Yeah. So you'll probably eat into some dinner time. Yeah. So that's my ideal situation to bounce the fuck out or stay in there.
Good. How about you, John?
Well, I haven't been liking what I've been suggesting recently. More, it's just been like dinner. And I do like to like leave a lot of time to kind of hang afterwards. But I haven't particularly said that I've like have anything in mind where we would do anything.
Mm.
I do like to add a bit of like competitive like thing in there if we get that chance, or if just another like a nice day, I try and suggest like
sumo wrestling, jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, I'd fucking love that.
Yeah, it could just be like darts or like playing pool, going to like that kind of thing. Or like a drink afterwards, or just somewhere we could like have a chat, like probably a nice chat. So go walk by the river or by a pier or something and just chat and get to know each other.
I'll tell you why the drink's underrated, right? Super underrated is that you can sometimes choose like out there cocktails, like be like, I'm having this cocktail. And then what you do is you start sharing cocktails, right? You go, oh, try this, try that. And you can start getting an idea of how comfortable someone starts getting.
Yeah.
And then you can just go, oh, what's your favorite drink? Yada, yada, yada. And start going into a place where I think women might find it like, oh, this motherfucker wants to share his drink with me. That's kind of nice. Because girls generally wouldn't be like, do you want to try mine? Yeah, it's my Cosmo.
It's just like, no. No, it's just like, well, at least he didn't spike my drink if he's drinking from it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Where would you go?
My ideal first date is usually dessert. I'm a big dessert person, so I like going for dessert, and it's short enough that, you know, I can bounce afterwards. And yeah, that's usually, I like a shorter first date now.
If you're craving a sweet treat or refreshing dessert, our longtime friends at Scoopy, Melbourne's favourite bingsu joint, are offering you lovely listeners a delicious 15% off your order when you use the code UA15. You can use this when you buy takeaway or in person at their Melbourne CBD and Gwen Waverley stores. The offer is subject to change, so be sure to tune into our episodes weekly for the fresh deal. Thanks so much, Scoopy. We appreciate y'all.
Do you want him to initiate that date, or do you not care whether you initiate it?
So I guess guys usually ask me to go out for dinner, and I'll just tell them, hey, I prefer dessert for a first date. And yeah, usually they would choose a dessert place, and then we'll go there. It's like a nice, easy, short.
Does anyone misinterpret dessert for anything else?
Oh, no. I think
there was a pause there. Like, oh.
No, one ever does. I think my profile comes off as quite wholesome, so they wouldn't assume that from me. And I think the conversation usually doesn't go there. So why would you make that assumption, right?
some guys, though, like, I've had a guy that was like, oh, do you want to go on an ice cream date? And it was ice cream in bed. That's what they – and I was like, what?
What kind of job
Hang
is
on, that's
that?
A weird transition.
Like, it's cold.
Yeah, they're like, oh, do you want to have, like, an ice cream in bed date winky face? And I was just like, instant ghost. Like,
wow.
Surely that cannot work.
I think the closest I've heard is like, oh, I'll organize dinner and you'll organize dessert, winky face. But then I'll be like, yeah, cool, I chose the ice cream place here.
He's like, for fuck's sake.
Do you prefer for a guy to like make the first move and ask you out on a date?
Oh, of course. You do? I don't think I have ever initiated a first date before. I usually let the guy lead. I think it kind of shows like where his intention's at.
If he doesn't, do you not take the reins, or do you just go, I'm just gonna pad this out until you do, and then that might fade to black, and if it does, so be it.
I'll give hints.
Yeah.
I'll give hints. Like, it's not like I just let him do whatever he wants. I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, there's something
great
going
dessert.
On.
It's really hot and it'll be great to have dessert
exactly.
tonight.
It was just like, oh, like, I've been meaning to try out this place. Or just something, just to give them a hint. Some guys do not pick up on the hint, and then it's just kind of like, okay, fair. I guess I didn't like him enough to want to initiate. But I guess if I did find someone really attractive, or like we vibed really well online, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity, then I would initiate. But I guess it hasn't happened yet.
To be honest, if a guy didn't initiate a date, I would just think they're not interested.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Because this is bad. It's probably my toxic trait of thinking this, but I do like being chased.
Not a surprise.
Girls like being chased, right? So if there's no effort being put in at the first instance where it's meant to be the honeymoon phase and it's meant, well, not even the honeymoon phase, it's meant to be the chase phase. It's the pursuit. It's like, are we going on dates? Are we doing this and that? And if there's no effort being initiated, then I'm like, okay, maybe they're just not interested. That's cool. I'll just move on. I'd like to think that I could ask someone out if I'm really keen. But it just hasn't happened yet.
To me, it's like, if they don't ask me on a date, they're lost.
But what would you say is a good date for you then? Like, going out wise, or like, yeah. What's a great, like, what's been an experience for you you've enjoyed?
Good transition, John.
It's the same topic.
I know, but good on you.
She's trying really hard to find a co-host right now. That's why she's like really like hyping us up every time we do something. That's kind of her.
It's done. It's positive reinforcement, guys.
I do
like what you said, John, about like competitive element, because yes, I am completely uncoordinated. I can't do any of that shit, but like I can make fun of myself, and like if we can have a fun time and it's not super competitive or serious, but it's more so, oh, we're playing for drinks or whatever. That's fun. And you get to know each other, bounce off of each other. You're in a fun environment. So arcades are really good, I think, as the date. Yeah, drinks are good because it kind of loosens you up a bit if you're a bit nervous. But I think nowadays I've been seeing like guys suggest things like cafe dates and stuff a lot more now.
I've heard why.
Why?
They are suggesting coffee dates a bit more.
Why?
It's a bit easier on the hip pockets than a dinner date.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Oh, man. There are times. Fair point. It's. So you went on like 5 dates in a week, right? So imagine the opposite of a guy going on 5 dates and he might need to feel like he needs to pay. So in a week, he's dropped maybe $500+ on just food, where he might not get past the first date. Like, it's a lot, right? And so, like, I kind of get it, but at the same time, I also think it's part of the dating environment that you're in, that you are investing, like, time into this and you're going to have to do it. Some people have a very allergic reaction to, like, why does a guy always have to pay? And look, there are different camps, but it wasn't until I spoke to a friend of mine, you guys actually reinforced this. She said, if I have to shave, if I have to put on clothes, if I have to put on makeup, if I have to do all these things, right, to look good on you, because that is an expectation that is there for a date, because you couldn't just roll out of bed and be like, well, I'm here. Guys are going to be like, what the fuck happened here? and they'll bounce out. So yeah, there's an expectation that you're going to look nice. The receiving end of that is, at least shout me a meal. Like, I've put all this effort into you. Like, let's try that. Yeah. So I didn't necessarily disagree with it. But I think cafes, it hurts the hip pocket less. But I also think there's a good get out of jail free card out of there.
Yeah, it's right? Like a half an hour coffee date.
It's
like
a coffee date.
Okay, well, I didn't think of it like that. I thought it was more wholesome. Like, I thought, oh, that's actually nice that they're asking me to go out to a cafe. It means they want to get to know me without, like, all of the external stimuli. Like, maybe they're, you know, it's more wholesome. Like, they actually are looking for something a bit more serious. Like, that seems nice versus, like, something like drinks could easily lead to something else. So I didn't even think of it in the, I guess, economic point of view.
But I actually think there's probably more truth to what you just said. It's like, for me personally, if I'm sitting opposite someone in a cafe, you're a little bit more relaxed. You're probably not dressed up to the nines, so you're like in more comfortable clothing. It's a more comfortable environment, and you can you're just having a coffee and having a discussion. And if things go really well, I've done this before, I'd be like, hey, I love this was such a great date, would you be open to seeing each other later tonight for drinks? And if most people are like, oh fuck, okay, yeah, that's kind of cool, like, not doing anything, let's do it. Or maybe the next day or something like that. So I feel like there's always an opportunity to expand. But if you're like, you're both like, fuck yeah, now, right? You're not dressed to the nines. You're not like, oh man, like, what a waste of a day this is. Because you could just be like, cool, half an hour done, I can go and see my friends, got a good story out of it, and off you go.
Yeah. There's actually, like, this is another thing that comes with like dates though. There are some women out there who expect dinner dates though. Like, there are people who are just like, you need to wine and dine me in order to show that you're interested. And this is the level of, I guess, this is the level that I expect from you. And like, what do you guys feel about that? Like, if someone was, you're like, hey, let's go for a coffee date. And then she's just like, no, I want dinner.
Oh.
Nope. Can't do that.
I think it's just like, oh, like, what else are we going to do? There's so much time in the day. Like, if I'm trying to offer this, it's like, I've got other intentions with that. And it's like, oh, if you would like to do dinner, if, like, later, we can do that. But it's like, oh, I'm offering you this time to do it. Like, one of my, like, I don't have free daytime all the time. It's a weekend, obviously, if I'm offering coffee. And it's like, if you're just going to reject it because you just want dinner, I just think they have
ulterior
other intentions. It's not like, you just gotta be open-minded to it. If you're genuinely busy, then I'll be down for dinner. But if you're just wanting a free dinner day, I see through all of it.
John sees all.
I love it. I fucking love that so much.
I think there's like a level of audacity to sort of say to someone who's gone, hey, would you like to meet up for coffee? And they're like, no, you need to take me out to dinner. I go, damn, man. Like, and some people might be like, I like that sort of forcefulness.
You know what the standard
is. Yeah, that's kind of nice. Cool. Do it. But I think as a first date, I think it's safe for both people to go, do you really want to be stuck with someone for three meals?
Exactly.
And go, I don't want to fucking be here. Like, to me, there's, I look at my time as being very valuable. And the last thing I want to do is in a space with someone that I'm like, I don't actually want to see this person.
Mm.
And like, we've got a three course meal to get through and we're in a nice place. And this is very petty, but if I take someone to a restaurant and I have a bad experience, I don't want to go back there, even if the food's fucking amazing and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So the thing is,
it's,
I don't want to, yeah. And I don't want to take someone who I really like to that place because I've got a memory there that's like, okay, it's not great. So I'd like to avoid that stuff where I'm like, if you went to a cafe and you just had a coffee, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Or even if you decided to go for a walk or something like that, fine. I know some people are against the walk and that's cool. But I don't mind it personally.
It's like they've got like posters up, they're like,
Dude, I know people who are just like, do not take me for a walk, fuck off, I don't want to be sweating and stuff. I'm like, how much walking are you guys doing on your dates that you're like dripping with sweat and shit?
Okay, look, yesterday Mai and I, we went on a hike and like, literally, okay, yes, it was, to be fair, there was a steep incline.
It was very steep. I would like to say,
on the record, it's steep as fuck. But Mai and I, like, we're walking up, we're like, oh, yes, Mai, how are you? Yep, okay, cool. Yep, okay, maybe we just won't talk for a little bit, yeah? Okay, cool. And I was just thinking in my head, we were just thinking, like, in our heads, we were like, yes, we're girls that love nature and we love to hike, but, like,
going just on trying a to date, survive.
But going on a date with someone on a hike for a first date would be absolute
never hike. No. Do not go for a hike.
No. A walk, a very leisurely stroll.
Because if you're on a hike, not only could you be puffed out and show your athletic skills, not skills, your athletic levels, but also you could be kidnapped. Like, that's just a movie.
I'm not a fan of hikes.
Oh, hikes are fun though.
Oh, individually, yeah, I love a hike, but I would never take a first date option.
No, not a first date. I think I'd have to be like,
it'd be, have to be a fifth or a sixth date where you're like, hey, this is kind of nice, let's go, it's a great time.
Not fourth, fifth, maybe sixth.
So I love the tan. The tan is fantastic for going for a walk, but you go the other way, so you go down the ramp. Rather than going up, because even I get fucked from that walk. if someone's like chatting to me while I'm on the incline, I'm just like, yes, no.
Welcome to Recommendations. This is the segment where we talk about all of the books, movies, TV shows, podcasts that we've been loving. So we'll start off with you, Mai. What are you recommending for the listeners today?
I've been listening to a podcast. It's called How to Build a Happy Life. And my favorite two episodes from this podcast is A New Formula for Happiness. And the second one is, it sounds a little sad, but it's How to Know You're Lonely. And it's a really good podcast. It kind of ties in, I guess, the science behind what makes a happy life. And it basically, the answer is relationships. So,
Oh, it's not money.
I like that.
Who would have thought, right?
Yeah, that sounds very wholesome.
It is. It's really nice.
It's like, is it personal development, self?
Yeah, it's really easy to listen to. I just kind of pop in the car when I drive.
Okay. Well, mine just actually popped into my head and I actually really liked it because it was one of my first musicals or plays I've seen. And I went to see The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, nice.
Really good. I've like heard of some of the songs on the like set list kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, I know this song, but I actually don't know the story. I just kind of like wasn't sure what to expect. But like, I just love the production and all that kind of thing. It's just like kind of immerses you into everything and like, me being into engineering and everything, I was just like, holy shit, how'd they do that? Like, that was crazy. It was just like, it was just a masterpiece. Like, I think I was just seeing they're like all in awe, just seeing them all perform, seeing that like they do it like 6 nights a week or something.
Wow. And is it it's in Melbourne?
Yes, it's in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite musical ever. Yeah.
It was really good. I knew I had heard some like kind of comparisons with other musicals and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should go to the best one first or like
Is this your first musical?
Yeah, well I've seen Lorinda, like I play, I guess. But then I was just sitting there like, I swear I've seen something, but I don't think I have. Mm. And then yeah, it was a good first.
Oh,
first
I might give that a dip actually.
Yeah.
I love a good musical.
What about you, Dad?
So I'm actually, this is very on topic, listening to a podcast. It's called Land of the Giants. So it goes through all the big tech companies and how they got that big and all the controversies. But this one's called Dating Games. So it goes through all the Match.com and all the Tinders and things. Yeah, okay. Dating apps. It's really interesting because it doesn't look at it from a relationship perspective. It looks at it from a business perspective and how they came to power. And like Match.com owns everything with the exceptions of Bumble, I think. So when you go, I'm going to try a different I'm going to try a different dating app.
Yeah.
It's literally the same algorithm that is being used. Oh, wow. So you kind of go, I'm still going to get similar people served up at me.
No way.
Even though like Hinge was born because they were like, we're the anti Tinder.
Yeah.
Then Tinder came along and was like, we'll buy you. And they were like, okay. So they got bought, but they still kept the same sort of slogan type thing of like, hey, we're the anti-Tinder. But very few people know that they were bought by Tinder.
Oh, my gosh.
Over to you, mate.
My recommendation is a TV show called Old Enough. So it's it's a TV show. It's a very simple premise. Essentially, in Japan, we have some toddlers and they get assigned a task. It sounds really weird, like a bunch of adults following like a toddler with a camera, like, but the kids are so fucking cute. And yeah, sometimes they fall and trip and then sometimes just people like John Doe might laugh at them.
Don't know what you're talking about. I love kids.
Such a wholesome show. So it's one of those things that you can just chuck on if you want a bit of comfort. I'd say it's like a warm cup of coffee. But yes, anyways, thank you so, so much, my John Doe and Imdad, for joining us on the podcast today. I've had so much fun. I'm getting to know you guys more. I'm delving into the deep, dark and mysterious world of relationships and dating. And I hope you've had a good time. Thanks so much for spending your Monday night with us. It's like 11 o'clock, guys. It's a work night. It's a school night. I know everyone's tired, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks.
And thank you so much, you guys, for listening to this episode of Unapologetically Asian. If you haven't already, and you do like what you're listening to, feel free to follow or subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. And leave us a rating or review. It really helps us out. Also, we're on Instagram. You can find us at UnapologeticallyAZN. Slide into our DMs if you have any dating stories of your own. Thank you so much and sending love and good vibes, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Fine, that was awesome, man.